5.5 minutes gone here at Wembley. Barrow nil, Stevenage Borough nil. You're listening to full match commentary here on the Bay. Scott Laird, he's caught in possession there, and that's deflected away again from the edge of the box. It was Andy Bond with that shot, and that's, Amy, that's Barrow's third corner of the game in the first 5 minutes.
It is Barrow, Valen. Fantastic start in the first 6 minutes of the match. Simon Wiles' second corner delivery wasn't as good as its first, but he's going to take the third one now. He is such a good player on the right wing for Barrow all season, and I can see why he's been given the go-ahead of Carlos Logan this afternoon.
Stevenage, not really anything to worry about from themselves either, apart from that goal, which was scored after 9 minutes. Andy Drury with a left-footed curling shot into Stuart Tomlinson's top left-hand corner. But they haven't really, Amy, in terms of attacking threat, apart from the goal, they haven't really had any shots on target.
No, it was a complete moment of magic that came out of nowhere. It was a stunning finish. And other than that defensive mistake, Barrow have been solid at the back. They look like they've had quite equal possession early on in the first 10 minutes. They dominated.
Walker, though, trying to make it move again. Pulver out to Wiles now on the right wing for Barrow. Let's see what the Bluebirds can do. That's a poor cross from the former Blackhall man, and that's going to be easily cleared away for a throw-in on the Barrow right.
It's a bit disappointing then. They're looking for new ideas. They haven't really used Paul Rutherford on the left, and they tried to get Hulbert a little bit wider then to try and produce something. They do look like they're deflated after that goal's gone in, but they must keep their spirits up, otherwise this game is going to go away from them, and they still have time to come back and win this.
Good news for Barrow is that Stevenage have been reduced to 10 men. It was David Bridges with a tackle. He's showing all of his stutter towards Andy Bond into his thigh, and a straight red card. No hesitation from the referee as we head towards half-time. And it's not been a bad match so far, Amy.
It has been really exciting. I mean, we've had the red card, we've had the goal, which was a masterpiece in itself. Whether you were any fan, just a fan of football, you would have appreciated that goal. But Stevenage now won a free kick. They do seem to be clinging on with 10 men and seem to be a stable side, even though they are reduced. And Barrow just cannot break them at the moment.
Barrow nil, Stevenage Borough 1 here at Wembley Stadium. It's the 8,500 Barrow fans here at Wembley make some noise. It's a header comes in and it's drifted just wide. I think the man on the post was going to cover it anyway. But another dangerous moment. It's out of play for a goal kick to Barrow.
Nervous times there. It is that left-hand corner that is threatening Barrow. Like you said, Andy Bond had to clear one. And I believe it was the number 24, Michael Boswick, who got a really good header on it. It was as solid as Jason Walker's at the other end a few minutes ago. And it did threaten the left-hand post. For a second there, I thought it was in. But Barrow still lived to fight another day.
A throwing to the Bluebirds. We're playing into Simon Spender, who can clear long up towards the Stevenage halfway line. But the ball took a bit of a deflection now. And suspicions of a high foot, but the referee's allowing play to continue. Stevenage moving forward here, and that needs good defending. It was a great footing.
Yeah, it was crucial defending from Andy Bond there. He managed to get a foot and deflect the ball when he was pinballing around. If he hadn't have got that, I think Stevenage would have broke. I did believe it was a high foot there. The referee may have recalled that back, but decided to give it in Stevenage's favour.
And that is the end of the first half. So the team's just coming out for the second half, and Amy, I can't see any changes to the Barrow lineup for the half-time.
No, by the looks of it, they are still supporting their 4-4-2 formation, which I believe has worked well all season, but I've just seen an official with a spade, and he's got a tougher grasp of it, obviously, of the pitch in his hand. So it's obviously looking like it's cutting off already, this brand new Wembley pitch that's been laid, and this is the first match that's being played on it, so could be really crucial.
Well, we did see a number of Barrow players actually slipping over for no good reason, and the Barrow fans waving their flags and their scarves in their numbers. 8,500 making the pilgrimage down from Furness this afternoon, and they are really starting to make some noise, Amy, and hopefully raise the roof and raise the lads on.
They need to, and it's been absolutely fantastic atmosphere and fantastic performance from Barrow in the second half so far. Paul Edwards has been the star man.
Stevenage are making a substitution. I think they're bringing another defender on. It's Laurie Wilson who's going to come on, and it sees Byram actually just had that shot. He's going to come off. I thought he's been one of Stevenage's more lively players, but he's been sacrificed.
I think that's a good tactical change. That Laurie Wilson is a defender and a midfielder, so he can move up if he's feeling confident. If on a counter attack or if Stevenage start to get possession of the ball, Laurie Wilson can slot up and be a bit more aggressive. But Stevenage are playing well now.
Stevenage coming more and more into this game now. Some crisp passing moves, and Barrow have got a bit of defending to do here as Ronnie Henry moves into the box, and it's a great sliding tackle from Simon Spender at the back edge of the 6-yard box to smuggle the danger away. and it's a corner to Stevenage, and that was very dangerous and very well defended by the Bluebirds.
It's starting to get really lively here. Stevenage and Barra both having chances. Stevenage caught Barra napping as referee played advantage, and that meant that it was offset. There was an overlap there, which allowed Ronnie Henry in.
Paul Edwards has had a fantastic start to the half, and see what Andy Bond can do here. And the Bluebirds are in the box. Jason Walker chips the ball to the back post, and they can't quite get the header on that, but a danger not quite clear. Another chip ball from the right. Walker trying to get a volley away, can't quite manage it. The ball will be smuggled out towards the Barrow left, the Stevenage right. Paul Edwards, 20 yards out, see if he can take on his man. Maybe they'll cross him with his left foot. And he's done very well again there to force another corner for the Barrow on the left wing.
I was really surprised there. Jason Walker, for once, didn't decide to be selfish. He was there on the left-hand side, on his left foot, and instead of taking it for himself, he decided to chip it over. I would have actually liked to have seen him take it on, because I think he could have produced something special there.
Hopefully he can get something going here. Inside towards Rutherford. Needs support, Andy Bond, possibly, but he opts to go towards Robin Hulbert instead. Towards Spender now on the right wing for Barrow. And then Carlos Logan. Good passage of play, this from the Bluebirds. Inside towards Rutherford. And so we can get a nice dink ball in, and that's going to be McEverley. It's the equalising goal for the Bluebirds. The man has come off the bench, and that is the equalising goal, and it was thoroughly deserved as well for Barrow. The ball went to the left. It was then switched back to the right. It was a fantastic cross from Rutherford, and they'd left the substitute McEverley unmarked, 6 yards out, and he made absolutely no mistake with a bullet header into the back of the net. Paul Rutherford, who does very well to keep the ball in and tinker into the back post, and it was McEverley, and I think he was just taken off his head there, and it looked for all the world that he was going to score the winning goal for the Bluebirds there. Great defending, and you can see with defending like that why Stevenage are where they are, but the Bluebirds have got to be careful and don't get caught on the break here. It's 2-2. Stevenage into the box. Simon Spender's got some defending to do, and the shot came in, and it was over the angle of post and bar and Stuart Tomlinson's net, but so close to being caught on the break there.
It's very tense times here, and Paul Jones was the one who executed the shot at the other end with McEverley. They both went up for the header, and it just was a little bit too much on it. Paul Jones has been a great skipper today, but the way that Stevenage broke with 10 men as well, it was very comforting to their side that they could break, and Simon Spender did the work to spook the striker there. Otherwise, I think that would have been in the back of the net.
There could be another red card here, I think, and that's a straight red. I think it's Robin Hulbert who's been sent off for an elbow in the back of one of the Stevenage players' heads right at the end of the game here, Amy.
I hate to say it, but I predicted it before the match. I said if a player was going to get sent off, it was Robin Hulbert. I think what the decision was for was the fact that he's been chipping away and chipping away. He's done a couple of dodgy tackles here and there, but the referee was decided there and then he was going to give a red straight away. The player for Stevenage, we must say, is still down at the moment.
And that is the last action of the 90 minutes. We are going to see extra time here at Wembley Stadium this afternoon.
Paul Rutherford's starting to struggle a little bit. For about 10 minutes from end or so, he started to have a little bit of cramp. And Paul Edwards was also getting treatment. So this is a bigger pitch than these players are used to. And with those 9 men from Stevenage, most of them, apart from the goalkeeper and one substitute, playing most of the match, fitness is going to be a big test.
We are 15 minutes away from a penalty shootout. And Amy, it looks like there could only be one winner at this point, but one or two moments where Stevenage broke away in the first period of extra time then.
Adubade has looked dangerous all afternoon. He can seem to just cut through on the right wing mainly. He just manages to find some space, but Simon Spender has always covered him really, really well. I can say he's had a faultless match so far, but Barrow have had their chances. Paul Edwards was the best by far then. He took it on the volley, and it did take that slight deflection. I think you were right, David. Would have ended up in the back of the net. It was stunning. He is also a left midfielder as well as a left back, and he has had such a great season since he's joined Barrow in the kind of latter stages of their campaign in the Blue Square Premier. But Stevenage aren't showing that they are a man down. I just think now Barra have to push in the next 15 minutes, as a penalty shootout then can be so unpredictable, and they really want to try and consolidate it in normal time.
I don't think Barra will want it to go to a penalty shootout. They've certainly got the firepower. They've got 8,500 Barra fans, and look at the magnificent sight of all of those blue and white flags and scarves waving at Wembley Stadium. Carlos Logan, but he's got 3 Stevenage men around him, and he can't quite get away from them. But he finds Paul Edwards. That's very good play from the Barrow substitute. Here's Rutherford now, bursting into the box, edge of the area. Going to set Walker up for a shot, and he's into the back of the net, and that could be the goal that's move again from Barrow. Just seeing it on the replay now. It was Rutherford, Edwards, Logan, all involved, and it was Rutherford who burst into the edge of the box. He laid it back, and they'd left Jason Walker all alone, and he left it, no mistake, right-footed, 20 yards out, and it's into the bottom corner. And could that be the goal that wins the cup for Barrow? FA Trophy final, second period of extra time. Bluebirds 2, Stevenage Borough 1.
He could not have hit that any better. He curled that into the left corner. It was absolutely beautiful. No way the keeper could really make it. I think he was completely stunned. It was a bit of magic, like Stevenage produced in the first 10 minutes of this match, to go 1-0 up, and only Jason Walker could really perform that. He's been a superstar all season, and I believe that is his 22nd goal in all competitions, and I think that might have done it.
And it's that man, Paul Rutherford, again, that set both goals up now. He's been... I think he had quite a quiet opening half an hour, but since then he's really come into the game. He set the equalising goal up for McEvely. He put it on a plate for him 6 yards out. And Walker, he had a lot of work to do, 22, 25 yards out. But a finish like that into the corner of the net. And if that proves to be the winning goal, a very fitting winner at Wembley.
Paul Rutherford, like you mentioned, 3 matches from the end. I think it was a match against Crawley Town at Holker Street. He got a standing ovation when he was substituted. And he never scored a goal. He set up one, but he was absolutely stunning that match. He's a workman. He never gets credit really for it. But he just produced a moment of magic to lead to Jason Walker's.
Listen to that roar as Barrow have won the 2010 FA Trophy, beating Stevenage Borough by 2.